Jesus nach oben reiten, dass er manche Geber, weil er selbst zu singen, nach oben falsch gerochen und gesagt, das ist dann die Art, ja, da hat er nicht mehr gedacht, das ist gut. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الميت من كان نفسه وعجل كان على المعروف وفي رواية ورضي بالقليل وعاجل من أدعى نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. My honorable brothers, respected elders, in this ayat kareema, I will just first translate it. Allah Ta'ala says, man, whosoever, a man or a human, a white man or a black man, a learned man or an ignorant person, whoever it can be, just two things you have to know. Amila salihan, do righteous deeds. Amal salih, righteous deeds. Amal salih. Man amila salihan means preparing it over himself, whether it's a man or whether it's a female. Wahuwa mu'mi, in the other condition, if you have the quality of iman, you are mu'mi. For such people, Allah Ta'ala has promised. This is the promise of Allah, Brother Nuh, لِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, that Allah will definitely, and there is so much of stress in them. Those ulama who are present, know the Arabic grammar, will know that there is so much ta'qib, so much stress in this. لَمْ تَعْقِبْ نُنْ مُشَدَّ تَعْقِبْ وَلَا نُحْ لِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. No doubt, 100%, we will give them a wonderful life in this world. And this wonderful life, one great Ali, Hazrat Muhammad Shah, Ashraf Ali Khali, translated as Wazidar Zindagi, an enjoyable life in this world. On Iman and Amar, and in the Akhirah, Wadanatsiyannahu Akhirah, we will reward them for all the actions that they have done. We will pay them for it. Won't go just in vain and empty. وَلَنَزِّيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Much, much more better than actually what they have done. Like for example, to work, you have a title to $10,000. But Allah says, we won't give you $10, we'll give you $100, we'll give you $1,000,000. We will increase many more, we will reward you in quality also, and in quantity also, much more than what actually you have done. It's basically the translation of the ayah. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I have recited, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Kaytisu, an intelligent, a wise person. And this is not my definition, it is not your definition, not anyone of the world, any university, any other department or any organization or anyone. It is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is giving the definition of a wise and intelligent person. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, أُوتِيكُ عِلْمَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. I have been given the knowledge of all the people of the time of before and all the knowledge of the time of later, people of later times. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْزِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. That whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, it wasn't just from his own sight, but it was inspired by Allah. Allah had sent down a message in his heart, and then he spoke. So that in view of that knowledge of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, who is an intelligent person? Al-Kaytisu man dana nafsahu, is a person who knows and controls his nafs. Nafs, what is nafs? All our desires that we have. All the desires, nafs is our haram desires. Those desires where we want to break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. We want to look at other women, for example. Our anger, we want to swear upon. We want to roll up our sleeves and start fighting with somebody. All that is nafs. All our haram desires. A person who understands that I'm doing this for name and fame, I'm doing it to show. I'm doing this for worldly gain. So we
and his people has spent on me, give me presents, hadaya, tohfa. His niyat is wrong. Then he has left off. So he controls an intelligent person, is that one who controls us. مَنْدَانَ لَبْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعَدَ الْمَوْتِ. And he prepares, makes amal and those actions which will benefit him for life after death. For those, and in one narration, this addition comes also, وَرَضِيَ بِالْخَلِيمِ. As far as dunya is concerned, he's content and satisfied with whatever he gets. He's living nicely, comfortably, he's eating, he's wearing clothes, he's got a shelter, he's quite content. وَرَضِيَ بِالْخَلِيمِ. And the opposite of this person, وَالْعَاجِزِ, a person who is useless, an idiot, a stupid person. Who is that? And this is not my definition again. The definition of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the definition of him who was given the knowledge of the previous people and all the knowledge of the people of latter times, even in our times, whatever universities can have, whatever technicons and colleges can have, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given all this knowledge. In view of that knowledge and being inspired by Allah Ta'ala, he says, who is a useless person? An idiot, a stupid person, is that person مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا, who just follows the desires of his nafs. He feels like looking at this woman, he looks there, at the time, it's time to fast, Ramadan, Farad, fasting. He's not fasting, he's eating, he's not worried, Salat time, he's sleeping, Fajr time, he's not just doing his desire. What he feels like doing, he's just following his desires, that is the most stupid person. وَتَمَنَّا اللَّهِ الْأَمَانِ, and he just got hopes on Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is غفور رحيم. No problem, I can do what I want to. Allah will forgive me, he's غفور رحيم. I don't make no salah, I don't follow deen, I don't follow sunnah, I don't follow sharia, Allah is غفور رحيم. So this is a person who is a stupid person who does that. So just a little explanation on that, and then inshallah we finish. So in this ayat al-kareema, first of all, Allah Ta'ala said, whoever will do this. So for qualification here, you don't need any university degree. You don't have to be an alim also. You don't have to be a hafiz also. Whoever you are, you can be a person from the North Pole or a person from the South Pole. You can be an Arab or a non-Arab. Whoever you are, but you do amal salih. That is the one condition. And iman. We first just discussed a little bit iman. What is this iman? Is to see things with the eyes of the heart. With the eyes of the head, non-Muslims are also seeing everything what's happening in the world. That all you build the aeroplane with all its requirements, with pilots are trained, they fly the aeroplane, that everyone is seeing with the eyes of his head. That with the eyes of the heart, all this a person sees is happening by the qudrat and the power of it. Behind it is Allah's name. Allah Ta'ala taught the people how to make the aeroplane. Allah Ta'ala presented the raw materials for it. Behind the scene, a person of iman can see beyond that. You understand that? A little baby, when it is born, when it gets little bit with senses, then it sees that my milk is coming from the bottle. That my sustenance, what I need when I feel hungry, the child is crying, wants milk. The mother gives it a bottle of milk. So it sees my milk is coming from the bottle. When it grows a little bit older, then it sees, oh, not the water is giving me my milk. My milk is coming from the fridge. My mother takes the bottle from the fridge and she pours in my bottle and she gives me. So my milk is coming from the fridge, not the bottle. As the child grows a little bit more, gets bigger, now the child says, oh, not the fridge gives me my milk, but the dairy man who comes and delivers the milk, or my mother, father who goes and buys in the supermarket. So my milk is actually coming from the supermarket. My milk is coming from the dairy, not from the fridge. When the child grows even more bigger, now it understands that the milk is not coming from the dairy or the supermarket, it's coming from the cow. The people milk the cow and then we get milk. So it says, oh, my milk is given from the cow. And that is where all especially non-Muslims, their knowledge stops there. And unfortunately, many of us as Muslims also, our knowledge stops there. But the person with Iman, this is Iman now. He doesn't just see what the eyes of his head that the cow is giving him, but he understands that behind the cow is the Qudrat of Allah. And which cow went to which university to learn how to make milk? The cow is eating grass all day. Where is that milk in the grass? And then the cow whole day and night is chewing. It's the mouth is moving all the time, Jugaad. It's chewing all the time. And then Allah's Qudrat is working in its stomach, maintaining a perfume, watering, Lebanon, oh, listen, Zah, Yaman, Isha. Allah's system is working in that cow. How will we eat grass if we don't make milk? That if we think that I need a lot of milk and getting a lot of visitors, so I'm going to tell my son, I'll tell my wife, we need a lot of grass today. That machine is not enough. Who put that machine in the cow? Did the cow go to come to Singapore to buy such a machine? That in Singapore they sell that machine that makes milk, so I'll put it in my stomach. No, that is Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, see the Qudrat of Allah. Allah says, maintain a pump. That is the dung, the filth, the dirt, the waste which comes from the cow. From that one side, Wadami, and blood on the other side. These two channels are working. And who made them separate? No contamination. In between the two, Lebanon, oh, listen, pure milk that Allah Ta'ala makes to come out, Sa'iran Isha'in, enjoyable to the drinkers of milk. You drink your milkshake, oh, how wonderful is it? On a cold night, you have your coffee, you have your Milo. On a hot day, you have your milkshake, you have your milk juice, etc. Ah, oh, mashallah. Where did it come? We should think of that. So this is that Qudrat, this is what is called Iman. When we see Allah, the hand of Allah that is working. A person who got Iman will see Allah's hand is working in everything. One great wali of Allah, friend of Allah, he says, Oh Allah, you are manifest. I see your work in the whole world, what is happening. The aeroplane cannot touch the fly cannot fly without the command of Allah. The aeroplane cannot fly without the command of Allah. It is only Allah that is given. We have got big hands, we can't fly. The fly is so small insect, and it's got small wings, but it's flying in the air. So just see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala is made. So if a person with what Iman will see in everything the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. You see your child born, you are happy, you are proud, a happy father, Allah bless me with a child. Your first born child, how you enjoy your child. Or your first grandchild, how you are happy, you are proud. Oh Allah, give me a grandchild. Allah, so beautiful. But think, who made the eyes of the child? Did the father make the eyes of the child? Does the father know how to make one eye? Can the mother make the eyes? Who made the brains of the child? Who made the heart of the child? Who made the mother is white? My child must be healthy. It mustn't be cerebral palsy, for example. Mustn't be mentally retarded, for example. And when the mother is sick, oh, my child is nice. How happy. But did she do anything? One time, one family member of ours was ill in hospital. I went and visited him. When I came to the door of his room, the ward in the hospital, his young son, very young man, he ran to me. And he said, Maulana, today, first time, my father is eating with his own hands. We all eat with our own hands. If we ever think Allah's Qudrat, how Allah Ta'ala has made it that we are eating with our own hands. And there are so many in the hands, for example, the whole body. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are 360 joints. Now I won't explain every joint, otherwise we need to see 360 days. Okay? So only one joint of the 360, but then think what that, all the other joints of the body. This joint here of the arm, the elbow joint. If there was no joint, our hand was straight like this. All these hands are perfect, joints here are perfect. You got no account, you got no Krishna or anything further. You got the food in your hand. Then try your best to bring the food to your mouth. Or take your mouth to the food. Then, if you are not shy and you think I'm just bluffing you, you can try it out loud. And if you are shy, then go home and try it. But don't do it in front of your wife. Your wife will say, what's happened to my husband? He went to Shab Guzari, and now what's he doing like this all the time? Who made Priyan? That Maulana made some sahab, or jadu or something. That magic, why my husband is doing like this? So go in the bathroom and lock the door, so maybe she come in and she see you doing like this. And put the light off also, maybe she peep from the keyhole. And your whole leg, you try to bring your fingers to your mouth, or take your mouth to your fingers. You will never be able. This one joint of Allah, we eat ourselves. And you eat nicely how you want it. Hey, look how many people are in hospital, at home, sick people, other people have to feed you. And when somebody else feeds you, you can never enjoy their food. How will you eat yourself? And then how many people are on drugs? They don't know what is rice, they don't know what is biryani, they don't know what is chicken, they don't know what is fish. Just what drugs they are eating. What is the food of the drugs? And so walking is seeing Allah's hand behind all this. When I went to that family member by his leg, he was lying on bed with his leg stretched out, he lifted his right leg, little, very little, and said, Nana, today first time I can lift my leg. We all came walking here. We came by bus, we came by car, we came walking, and we don't think who is this leg at this point. We are not walking on our own. We are sitting comfortably there. It's not here we are sitting, it's Allah who is speaking. Otherwise, any one of us, myself, I can get a heart attack. Something can go wrong, I can get a stroke. I can become paralyzed. Any one of us, who is it that is keeping us? So, and also, don't let us be fooled that the doctors, etc. are doing it. In our country, there was a very top Muslim cardiologist, heart doctor. And he was very pious also. Whenever he does operation, he makes 2 rakat salatul hajj, and he gives the knowledge. One operation, he started to treat the patient and chloroform everything. He just went and he died from a heart. The one who is a cardiologist, his own heart stops in his control, whose heart can be in his control? There was a World International Conference, cardiologists, doctors of the heart, and the top doctor of the world, they made the president of that gathering of death. And the same doctor in that gathering, he died of a heart attack. So nothing is in our hands, it is all in. So that is Iman. We can see the end of Allah. I'll give you another one little example. I'm sure that we all know about fishing. Perhaps we don't all do fishing, but we know how they fish. So a fisherman or a fisherman is gone to the river, to the sea to fish. He's got his rod, and then there's the line, and the end of the line is the hook. And on the hook, he has got a fat worm, juicy worm, which he puts in the hook. This is a separately, I'm not discussing any masala, any ruling of Sharia, I'm just giving an example. But is it permissible to put a living worm and push it through that sharp hook? If somebody has to push a hook through my child, will we tolerate it? That is also Allah's creation. It is also a living thing. And just to fish for sport, for fun, not for eating, just as a past time pass, to fish for that, ask the Muftis whether it is permissible or not. Anyway, I'm giving the example. Now the worm is put onto that sharp hook. Now you throw your line into the water. A small young fish, like the young people of today who are going to college and university, they are very free-minded, liberal thinking, free-minded, and they are very modern and very broad outlook of life. And the small fish says that, oh, today I got a juicy worm right by my knee. I didn't have to go and look for my wrist. I didn't have to go to job and shop. And my rosy, my wrist came to me, my sustenance to me. And what a nice fat juicy part. But the old fish in the river, in the water, like the grandmother, grandfather, or the ulama, mashayikh, mali sabtai fish, they tell that small fish, my mali, don't ever go near that water. Very dangerous. So then he said, but why? What's wrong? Such a juicy work. Like today they say, enjoy life, do this, do that, go there, go there, enjoy. The old people don't say go. They say it's that sour grapes. Because you can't eat it, you are saying the grapes are sour. Because you are old now, you are Maulana, you are the Mirzi, you are Sufi, you can't enjoy this life of this world. We are young people, we enjoy it, the university, we enjoy it, the offices, we enjoy with all other people. Why are you stopping us? You say, my brother, darling, you don't know. Inside that worm, there is a sharp hook. If you're going to bite that the worm, then that hook, the fisherman is feeling that when is there a bite on my knife? When he feels there is a bite, he hooks me. Now you get hooked, and when you get hooked, then is that you play in the water for a little while till you get tired. Then he will roll up and he will pull you out of the water. That fisherman has come with four of his friends. They are 5 days come for fishing. And they brought their Indian masalas also, strong spice also. And when they pull you out, then they have come with their knives also. And they have come with their gas stoves also. And they have come with their oil also. And they have come with their little cats and dogs also. When they pull you out, they will cut you in the middle. And they will take off all your stomach and everything and put you the dogs and the cats. Then with the knife, they gouge out your eyes also. And they will throw that also to the dogs and the cats. Now the little fish is listening. Oh, can we just taste danger? So anyway, further then, they will cut you into pieces. One of them will put on the gas stove. And then they put a frying pan on the gas stove. They put oil in the frying pan. And when the oil is nice and sizzling hot, they will cut you in pieces. And these are Indian fishermen with all their spices. What spices? They will marinate you with all their spices. And one by one, they put you in the hot oil. And they will roast you and fry you in the hot, hot oil. After that, there are 5 of them, between 50 fingers, they will make you pieces. Each one of them got 32 teeth. Between 160 teeth, they're going to chew and finish you up completely. And then you will go in the small intestine, in the big intestine, you will be crushed even further. And oh my darling little fish, from where you're going to come out, I can't even tell you how bad. And what bad smells you will come out with all that spices, I can't tell you, you will destroy yourself. So the fish said, oh, for me, I'm a university, I regret a student. I'm an experiment. I don't just accept hearing is deceiving, seeing is believing, the little fish is saying. Whereas the language of Iman is hearing is believing, seeing is deceiving. We see how with our eyes that the food is cooked by your mother or by your wife. And what ears you hear, Allah is the giver of this. Not your wife is rosy. What your eyes, the wife sees, my husband earns and he brings money, he brings the food. But the wife, if she got iman, she will know her husband is just outside like a puppet in front. Actually, it is Allah's work from the back. So anyway, this young priest said, I'm going to experiment this. Today is the time of research and experiment. Everything we have to experiment first. And we have to research it first. So it says it's going to research. Where is it researching? Where it's not happening. In the water. All this is happening out of the water. And the fish can't go there. So it's doing all its research here. So today we are doing all our research there. Just remind me, I'm just going a bit off. And just remind me where I'm going off. In about the early 70s, from Raiwin, they used to send 10 walking jamaats to go for Hajj. They should go to Southampton in England and then to all the cities of Europe. They should travel and they should, in about a year's time, they should reach for Hajj. So one such Jamaat, the Amir of them was General Haqnawaz, he has passed away, but we have met him many times. He says that Jamaat came to Germany, to Bonn in Germany, which is a university town. And the newspapers were writing that these people were big Amamas, here, Murtas, walking on the freeways of Europe. So the newspaper was giving everyday reports where they are. When they came to Germany, so from one university, the professors went to meet them, not Muslims. Then who are these people? What's your object? Why are you like this here? So when they met them, the system, at that time they were reading Fazail al-Zikr, Ta'aleem they were reading. And in Fazail al-Zikr comes the hadith about in the qabr, what the punishment will be, what the life in the qabr, in the grave will be. So when those professors heard this, the translation, they said, we're going to research, just like that small fish. We don't just believe like that. We research first, and we investigate, and we do experiments. So for that, they dug a big grave. And in one hospital, where six people had died that day, all six, they buried them in one grave. And this is also very ajeeb. If you've got iman, you can understand this. That the hospital in Urdu is called Shifa, the place where you are given health, Shifa. But the most people who die in a town die in the hospital. So many die in the hospital that they have to have a morgue, they are mortuary. So many people are dying in the hospital. It's a place to get Shifa. And if your patient is gone, I see you, now I just see you for the last. After that you don't see your patient, you die and you go in the cover. So anyway, so they said we have to research. So they buried that six people in the one grave. And in different ways, somebody on the right, somebody on the left, somebody on his stomach, somebody on his back. And according to their system, they made detailed notes how they buried. They took photos also how they buried. And after 3 days, they opened the grave again to see that what these people said, is it true or what? And what they found, 3 fascinating things. The one thing they found, that everyone was different from how they found it. He wasn't in that position. The second thing they found, that a few, not all, had very ghastly, frightened looks on their faces. And thirdly, some of them, the ribs of one side were into the ribs of the other side, like this as it comes in the head. This was in the university, in the newspapers of Germany, that Islam, the only view is religion. It's the clouds of Islam over Europe. Islam. And today Islam is there. All these problems which you are seeing, the problem is because Islam is spreading. In the media they are hiding it. But Islam is spreading at a fantastic rate in the whole world. And the fastest growing religion which they admit is Islam. For the first time, the statistics have shown that the majority of the people in the world are Muslim. So anyway, Islam is spreading in the world. Don't be discouraged. Don't worry about the media reports. They are giving us wrong reports. The truth is, and this is the worry, why Islam is spreading like this. So anyway, this is the truth or the reality. So I was explaining, now that little fish also went into its experiment. But it's doing the experiment where this is not happening. And when it is happening, it can't go there. So it came back with its report after doing proper thorough research and study, field study and all other study which they do. And it said, first of all, you say this man is out of the water. And we know the fish with its small brain, there is no life out of it. Because the fish, al-marnu al-nafisu ala nafsi, everyone thinks according to his brain. The fish knows that the minute you go out of water, you die. So the fish said, there is no life. And I went all the water, I never find no dogs, I never find no fishermen, I never find no fishing rod, nothing. So that also is not. And how can the fire burn in water? You say that gas stove, they burn the gas stove. The fire can't burn in water. So it denies it. Then the fish went, became cold, and it ate from the hook. And finally it got caught. Now with its own eyes of the head, it will see everything happening exactly as it was. Like that, wallah, what we are told in the hadith, the life of the qabr, the day of qiyamah, Jannah. Oh Jahannam, may Allah grant us all Jannah and save us all from Jahannam, our family, our friends, everyone. A person will see with his eyes. So this is Iman, that you see now with your eyes, with the eyes of your heart, you see the truth that if I commit a sin, it's going to take me to destruction. Not when I commit a sin that I'm enjoying in my life. So this is the Iman. So man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'min. And then you do amal salihan. Amal salihan is good deeds, virtuous deeds, pious, righteous deeds. And this is in Arabic and used in Urdu also, amal. What the amal is the plural of amal. But some people, we don't pronounce it properly. And we say amal. And what is amal? Mal, wealth. The more wealth I get, we say success is in amal, in wealth, more wealth that comes. No, success is not in more wealth that comes, success is in amal, in good actions. So this is the, what the Quran Sharif said. So we should not be, like the Quran explains in another place with regard to Aman and his people, that how lot of wealth they have. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ Person whose niyat is dunya, I must live it up in this world, I must enjoy. That person who follows his desire, which comes in the hadith, I must have the best house, I must have the best car, I must have the best food, everything of the best in this world. A person who wants that, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ Oh, only we could have also like what Harun. Harun is a non-believer, one of the biggest non-believers. But the people of Dunya, they say we also want that. The people of America, the people of Europe, we want to be living like them, etc. This is exactly what these people are saying. Let us live it up in this world. We just want Amal, we want Maal, we want wealth, we want, and for that knowledge which is required for it. For that, gain that knowledge and then have a lot of wealth and then go to the banks, take loans and build up a house and buy a car, etc. This is all total destruction and destruction. And it is so open in front of us. The whole of Europe practically, every country has gone bankrupt. They haven't got money. They are gone bankrupt. They are served. They are starving there. The people are starving without food. Who doesn't know? For 16 days, the government of America had to shut down. And no money. What was this? No money. Just that the ceiling of borrowing, they examined how many billions and trillions of dollars they are owing. And all they have to do, they increase their debt. That is no solution to a person's problem, financial problem. That you borrow more money and you become slaves of those people, you are just paying your interest on that debt. So that is the system of Harun and who went into destruction. And who Allah made to sink in the world. So that is not our way. And through mu'min, and this is our effort in tabligh and da'wah, that our iman, and we see our success is in iman, and our success is in aman. Our success is not in worldly things. Our success is not in material degrees. What are the height of material degrees which you can get is a PhD. And what is a PhD? A person who got permanent head damage. That is a irreversible permanent head damage. That is a PhD. Or in Urdu they say, Phera Wadi Maar. A person whose head is screwed on wrong onto his head. Yeah? He's looking, I'm sitting like this, but my head is facing that side. All of you will run away. Is this a ghost or a spook? That is a PhD whose head is facing the other side. He's sitting this side and he's facing that side. So that is not our way. Allah says that the person, when amila saliha min dhakarin aw untha, wa huwa mu'min, iman and amal saliha. Allah is the giver of success. Allah is the giver of happiness. Allah is the controller of the heart. No government, no university, no factory, no job can give you success. Success is only in the hands of Allah. And Allah has said your success is in iman and amal saliha. Your success lies there, nowhere else. So a person who has got that, Allah has promised, and with great stress Allah has promised, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. He will give such a person an enjoyable life. And this is what Allah has revealed. And the fact of the matter is in history. We find the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, whether it was Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, every Nabi came and called, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudullah, worship Allah, make your iman for it. Atiullah wa atiur rasul, follow Allah and his rasul. When the people did not believe, Allah sent destruction. The people of Nuh alayhi salam were all destroyed in the flood. The people of Salih alayhi salam were destroyed by the azab of Allah. Though they were the people who were controlling the world at that time. Their government was controlling everything. When Nuh alayhi salam was one man with about 80 followers. But Allah helped him. The people who are on the truth can be in the minority, but Allah's help is with them. Allah's help is with Iman and Aman. So that is the direction we must go. And if you want to go with Iman, with material things, Qarun, how much didn't he have? The keys of his safes were so much that they had to be carried with by so many people on their camels, etc. Just the keys of the safe. How much? But he was, and till today, he is sinking into the ground by Allah's azab. So our success is not in material things. And this is the da'wah that we have to give. Da'wah to other people so our iman can become strong. So whoever does iman in amal is salihah, that person will become successful. And the year after in akhirah, Allah will give such returns which you cannot imagine. Such enjoyments of Jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنْفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَفْزَعُونَ. Whatever your desire will be, it will be given. Whatever you will be asked, it will be given to her. فِيهَا عَيْنَانِ تَجْرِيَانِ. There will be beautiful fountains of water that will be flowing. فِيهَا عَيْنَانِ نَضَّافَتَانِ. The fountains will be splashing the water. What enjoyment in Jannah. The food of Jannah, the palaces of Jannah, the whole reign of Jannah. Nobody will become old there. Nobody will become sick there. No accidents will happen there. Nobody will die. No old age will come. Forever enjoyment. That is the life. For that this call is made. The call of God in the name of Tabligh and Dawah that turned our iman. Allah didn't forbid us from dunya, but don't make the dunya your object. Allah didn't forbid us from acquiring dunya's knowledge, but that's not your object. That is just a necessity. Keep your object what it is, the pleasure of Allah. To build our iman, to be able to see with the eyes of the heart. Go to the specialist who go back if you have cataract. You cannot see properly. So you go to the, or you go for an operation. Motia, cataract operation you go. Then you can see properly. Or if you got weak eyesight, like now I can't see properly. You just put the glasses, mashallah, you can see properly. Just like that, go out in Jamaat. Go to the specialist who will operate on the eyes of your heart. And then with your own eyes of your head, you will see Allah is the controller of the world. It's not in the hands of anyone in this world. Allah is in control. And we will be able to see our success is in Iman. And our success is in Allah. For that, mashallah, make niyat to go out in the path of Allah. Performance, 40 days, whatever the taqaza is, make a niyat to go out in the path of Allah. And the object is to build our iman. And then amal come into our life. Not just we finish 4 months, well, I did my 4 months, or I did my 40 years, my 40 days this year. No, the object is, check that at the end of the period, did my iman increase? Did my amal increase? Has my iman been corrected? Or still my iman is on my shop? My iman is on my degree? My iman is on my job? Or is my iman now on my job? And before mort, everyone's iman has to be right. Because at the time of mort, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. That will be taken out what is in the heart. Just like the aeroplane or big trucks also, they have accidents, they take out the black box. And they check up in the black box what went wrong, what happened at that time. So our black box is the heart. And let us convert our black box into a white box. Don't let it be a black box with black amal, wrong things. Let it be Nurani amal, make it a white box. And then at the time of mort, that will be taken out. So inshallah, make intention.
Who is the first one
to give his name?
Guru, inshallah, salam wa salam. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم والحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وأزرائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا يسرتها وقضيتها يا أرحم الراحمين إليك يا ربي فحببنا وفي أنفسنا لك يا ربي فذللنا وفي أعين الناس فعذبنا ومن سيء الأخلاق فجنبنا وعلى الصراط صراط المستقيم فثبتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن البار من الماء البارد اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا وأن تغلق به ألسنتنا وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا وأن تشرح به صدورنا وأن تستعمل به أبداننا فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق ولا يؤذيه إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا مذلولا عن رحمتك ولا محروما اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عنه واهده وفرج عنه واحفظ وظالم ووحد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم فوالله forgive all our sins major and minor those that we have committed intentionally and those that we have committed unintentionally فوالله forgive those sins of ours which we are thinking are good acts but in reality in your knowledge they are sins forgive all our sins O Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins
كريم, you are حليم, you are رحيم, you are ستار, you are غفار, you are تواب. Oh Allah, your mercy is so great, convert our sins into good deeds. Oh Allah, for now in our whole life, and especially at the time of mourn, let there be only good deeds in our record of deeds. Let there be no sins whatsoever. Convert them all into good deeds, and let us come with you with a clear record, in such a way that you are happy with us, and we are eager to come to you. Oh Allah, give us the best of dunya also. Give us the best of akhirah also. Oh Allah, give us a beautiful mourn also. Let our life in the qadr be one of pleasure and enjoyment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, on the day of qiyamah, give us the shade of your arsh and your throne, oh Allah. Oh Allah, fly us into Jannatul Firdaus, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us from every azab and punishment, whether it is of deen, dunya or akhirah, oh Allah. Oh Allah, unite the Muslims of the world, oh Allah. Let us all see with the eyes of our heart, with iman and yaqeen, that our success is in obeying your commandments. Our success is in having aman of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, guide us towards this righteousness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help the Muslims of the world, wherever they are in difficulty and hardships, oh Allah. Whether it be Syria or Egypt, oh Allah. Whether it be Afghanistan or Iraq, oh Allah. Wherever in the world Muslims are having any problems, remove the problems, aid us and help us, oh Allah. Guide us towards righteousness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us, oh Allah, grant us your love. Grant us your ma'rifat, your recognition, O Allah. Let us see your greatness and your qudrat, O Allah. Let us have full yaqeen and full trust in you, O Allah. O Allah, bless us. You understand that the knowledge of deen, the knowledge of Quran and Hadith is the true knowledge, O Allah. And O Allah, let us understand that fulfilling your commandments in the pattern of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our complete success lies in there. Our true enjoyment lies in there. Bless us with this reality, O Allah. Allahumma Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ma sha'a Allah la quwwata illa billah. Alhamdulillahilladhi bihi tatimmu as-salihat. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات, وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات, وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات, وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات, وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات, إنك على كل شيء قدير. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.